Do we ever stop and ask ourselves what Jesus is actually giving to us in the parable that he tells us today? What is he actually giving to us? Jesus is the one who is entrusting his possessions to each of us according to our own ability. But what possessions is Jesus giving to us? The word used is talent, and talent is a currency of the time. But is Jesus giving us money? Is that what he's getting at? He's giving us finances? I don't think that's what he's getting at. The word talent is used as a tool in the parable to show growth. He's giving us something physical that can gain value or do something positive. But what possessions does Jesus have that he gives to us, each according to our ability? I invite us to look at the cross. Take a look at Jesus hanging there on the cross. And perhaps we begin to see what he gives to us. His most important possession, his most prized possession, is the cross itself. Why? Because through the cross comes our salvation. And Jesus tells us over and over again in the Gospels that we must pick up our cross daily and follow after him. And that if we do not take up our cross and follow him, we cannot be his disciples. The cross. Suffering. It's not only an unavoidable part of living on earth. That's undeniable. We all experience suffering in different ways. But the cross is also a necessary part for our salvation. We can embrace our crosses, our sufferings, and actually have them do something positive for us. Or we can be like the third servant and bury them, pretend they aren't there, try to avoid them at all costs, and profit nothing. We don't all experience the same crosses or sufferings, but remember, Jesus Christ gives us our crosses according to our ability, according to how he made us. He knows each of us, and thus knows what is needed for us to be sanctified. Jesus loves us profoundly, and the sufferings he allows in our life are for our good. We see this most profoundly in the cross of Jesus. Through his cross came salvation. And our crosses, when embraced, help purify us and sanctify us. They draw us closer in relationship with Jesus and help us to rely more closely to him. And even our crosses that we bear can help sanctify others. The cross is the only way to heaven. This past Monday, I celebrated at a funeral in Duluth for a 16-year-old girl named Mallory Norell. Mallory was diagnosed with cancer this past December, literally under a year ago. She fought hard, and she suffered much. Yet, she had some of the deepest trust and love for Jesus that I have ever seen in anyone, young or old. Mallory kept a special journal of roses and thorns of each day, or high and low of every day. And on the day that she was diagnosed with cancer, her rose, or her high that day, she said, was being able to spend time with Jesus in adoration, and to be able to hand everything over to him. It's beautiful. It's deep faith. But then her thorn, or the low of that day. She said her low that day, her thorn, was spending all day in the hospital and then finding the tumor. But, she continued, that is also kind of my rose. How many of us could say that? How many of us could say, after receiving such horrible news, that that could have been the high of our day? Mallory was a young girl who knew Jesus, who loved Jesus, who served Jesus. And we can see that Jesus was the undisputed center of her life. And that's how she was able to say, even receiving the news that she had cancer, a tumor, that was somehow the high of her day, that she could suffer with Jesus. Invite us to take a look at our own lives. How do we do with the crosses in our lives? How do we do with suffering? If we tend to bury our crosses, if we tend to avoid them, if we ignore them, run away from them, do everything we can to not have suffering in our lives, we should ask ourselves another question. What is my relationship with Jesus really like? How strong is it actually? If we fear suffering that much, if we avoid it, if we bury it like the third servant, our relationship with Jesus needs to be strengthened. It can be strengthened in a few ways. One, sacramental confession. Going as often as we need, but certainly don't let it go more than a couple months. We need the Lord's grace in our lives. He's always there to forgive us our sins. And when He wipes away those sins, our relationship is strengthened with Him because there's nothing blocking us any longer. Going to Sunday Mass every single week. And daily Mass when we're able. Lastly, a solid prayer life. And this means praying every day. Opening up the scriptures, reading them, talking with God, and then finally actually having some silent time and listening to God's response in the depths of our heart. The cross is our salvation. It is Jesus' most prized possession. He shares it with us according to our own ability. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to embrace the crosses in our lives for our sanctification and the sanctification of others.